Imprisoned Native American activist Leonard Peltier was the focus of a benefit concert hosted by legendary folk singer Pete Seeger and singer-actor Harry Belafonte. The December 14th political gathering at New York City's Beacon Theater, titled Bring Leonard Peltier Home in 2012, included appearances by singer-songwriters Bruce Coburn and Jackson Browne, actors Danny Glover and Peter Coyote, as well as Oglala Sioux Nation tribal leaders and hip-hop artists Common and Mos Def. Peltier, a member of the American Indian Movement, was arrested after two FBI agents, Jack Kohler and Ronald Williams, were killed in a 1975 shootout on the Pine Ridge Lakota Sioux Reservation in South Dakota. Peltier's supporters have long maintained that the case was tainted by judicial misconduct and lack of evidence. The Native American activist was convicted of aiding and abetting in the murders of the FBI agents and sentenced to two consecutive life terms. Peltier has been in prison for 37 years, and because he's now in failing health, the concert was organized to raise consciousness about the case and to urge President Obama to free the ailing activist before Christmas. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Justin Mazzola, a researcher with Amnesty International USA, a group which has followed Peltier's case since he was illegally extradited from Canada in 1976. U.S. law enforcement officials, specifically the FBI, has lobbied intensely against ordering a new trial for Peltier, the granting of parole or clemency. Here, Mazzola describes Amnesty's concerns in the case and how the organization is currently working for Peltier's release.
Amnesty's position is that, you know, we remain seriously concerned about the fairness of the proceedings that took place leading up to Mr. Peltier's conviction, and we believe that political factors may have influenced the way that the case was prosecuted. As has always been the case, we've been seeking his release based on all these different grounds, all these different questions, and that in the interest of justice and humanitarian grounds, the U.S. should release him.
What are some of the specifics that Amnesty is concerned about?
So in terms of the extradition from Canada, where Leonard Peltier had fled soon after the shootings, was based on the eyewitness testimony of Myrtle Poorbear, who I believe said that she was the girlfriend of Mr. Peltier, and that she had witnessed him shooting the two FBI agents. And she soon recanted, after the extradition was achieved, she soon recanted and said that she was basically pressured by the FBI and giving those statements. And she was then, at trial, never allowed to be called as a witness by the defense to refute some of the claims that were made. The other issue that came up in trial as well was that it actually came up during the appeals process and the evidentiary hearing that a FBI telex, which basically stated that the ballistics did not match Mr. Peltier's weapon and the firing pin that was found in Mr. Peltier's weapon did not match, and that was actually suppressed at the original trial and never given to the jury during the initial trial itself. And so between that, the suppression of information, and the fact that also the two other men who were brought to trial before Mr. Peltier were actually acquitted on the basis of self-defense by a jury, showing similar circumstances, similar issues.
In an interview right after the concert that Amy Goodman did with Leonard Peltier, he noted that the prosecutor in his case, Lynn Crooks, has admitted that the government didn't prove he killed the agents. And Crooks then said that Leonard is guilty of aiding and abetting, yet he's still sitting in jail after all these decades. How can that be?
I actually didn't quite understand that either when I saw that. My understanding was that he was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences for the two murders. I know that in the appeals they did mention the issue about aiding and abetting, but I thought it was more in the context of with the new information that had come out in terms of the suppressed information related to the firing pin and the weapon and ballistics and all that, that at most he could have been convicted if it had gone back to jury, that one of the judges had said at most he would have been convicted of aiding and abetting.
Justin Mazzola, has Peltier actually been adopted by Amnesty as a prisoner of conscience?
I don't believe as a specific prisoner of conscience. We're really concerned about the judicial proceedings and how those took place and whether or not he received a fair trial. It's a slightly different designation than a prisoner of conscience. We don't use the term political prisoners, but we do note that there may have been some political influence or factors that may have influenced the way in which the case was prosecuted.
All of his legal options are exhausted. So without clemency, what's the future for Leonard Peltier?
The next parole date is 2024. So, and considering that he does suffer from some health concerns, including diabetes, he just was recently transferred to a new facility in Florida. And so, yes, unless, you know, he receives a release on humanitarian grounds from the president, his next chance at any kind of action on his case would be the 2024 parole hearing. I did actually speak with a man named Len Foster, who is Mr. Peltier's spiritual advisor, and had been visiting him and a number of Native American men and women who are in federal prison across the country for the past 27 years. When I spoke to Mr. Foster in May, he said that, you know, he is having issues in terms of his health is starting to really deteriorate, and that he might not be getting all the exercise that he needs, especially with a condition like diabetes, which is so important.
What specifically at this point is Amnesty doing on Peltier's case? I know you've been covering it, working on it for decades, but what's happening now?
We're continuing to put the pressure on public authorities, including the president, to release him. And so, you know, we've been working with his attorney as well as the Leonard Peltier support group that's been formed and trying to coordinate with them, promoting information that they're putting out, as well as, you know, whatever pressure we can put on the U.S. government, especially at this time of year. And I think that was why the concert was put on in December, because it's usually the end of the year and the end of the term or administration for a president when they grant clemency and pardons and those types of things. So, you know, we're continuing to put pressure on the president and government to actually release Leonard.
That was Justin Mazzola of Amnesty International USA. For more information on Peltier's case and the organizations working to free the Native American activist, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.